This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The gridlock continues this morning in Washington with no agreement to reopen the federal government or raise the debt ceiling. And the Thursday deadline looms. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us live from Washington. Good morning, Nancy.
Hey, David.
So let's start with a bit of context. What is the debt ceiling again, and what's at stake later this week if it's not lifted?
Basically, this ceiling is a limit on how much money the federal government can borrow. And as you mentioned, later this week on Thursday, Treasury Secretary Jack Lew has said he will run out of money. He says if the debt limit isn't lifted by then, he'll have to rely on money coming in from taxes and fees to pay the bills. There won't be enough cash. There are a lot of bills to pay. We have some huge payouts on November 1st to Social Security recipients, Medicare providers, and we have to pay our troops, David. And, by the way, we need money to keep parts of the government that are not closed running, like the FAA and the Justice Department.
And there is now a bid to put something else on the table. It had been Obamacare, budget, debt ceiling, and now sequestration is being re-injected?
Yeah, just in time for Halloween, David, it's back to haunt us. Remember sequestration, those automatic across-the-board cuts in federal spending? Democrats have added them to the bargaining mix. They only want the current sequestration cuts to last for about another month through mid-November. Republicans want them to continue on for as long as possible. The markets are watching this closely. Of course, traders could send Congress a message by sending stocks down sharply this week. We'll see. Maybe that would get Washington's attention.
We'll have to see. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.